Morning, and welcome everybody to morning prayer. It's Friday the 1st of May and the feast day of both Philip and James the Apostles. So I don't know if anybody knows anything about them that they'd like to contribute.
Just there is a famous primary school in North Oxford called Phil and Jim's. And there's also where it was established is by the Church of St Philip and St James in Woodstock Road, which of course is now the home of the Oxford Centre for Mission Studies. But in Church of England, it says the holy apostles of Philip and James walk steadfastly in the way that leads to glory. Well, there we go. Sorry, that's not hugely informative.
Well, Philip was the evangelist in early in Acts, wasn't he? And James was actually killed very early in Acts. He's not the writer of the book of James, because that is Jesus's younger brother James. So there's James the greater and James the lesser, so to speak, and this presumably is James the greater, the apostle, of the disciple of Jesus rather than the brother of Jesus, who became a disciple later. So anyway, so James is one of those words like John and Mary in the Gospels that they were all called far too many of. And it would have just been much easier if they'd all had different names. Let's make a start today.
The same name, because sometimes people are known by two different names, which is very confusing.
Well, that also happens, doesn't it? We have Simon Peter, who is also known as Cephas the Rock. And
Barnabas or something like that? It's in one of Gary's latest quizzes, so people should check out Gary's quizzes.
Which one? Because there was at least three.
I think it was quiz two or quiz one.
There is a lot of Gary stuff on the website, yes, and some very good sermons. Okay, so let's put all that down and focus on Jesus and worship him this morning. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
In your resurrection, O Christ,
let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia.
Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt and led them to freedom in the promised land, so now you have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you have made and praise you for your mighty acts. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
And I brought along an Easter hymn, which I may or may not have lost right here. I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this assurance gives. He lives who once was dead. He lives, my everlasting head. He lives, triumphant from the grave. He lives, eternally to save. He lives to bless me with his love and intercedes for me above. He lives to help in time of need. He lives my hungry soul to feed. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives my kind, wise, constant friend who still will guard me to the end. He lives and while he lives, I'll sing Jesus, my prophet, priest and king. He lives, my Saviour, to prepare a place in heaven and lead me there. He lives, all glory to his name, Jesus, unchangeably the same. We say together, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Psalm 139 is the first one, and the refrain which Fizz will efficiently do is, search me out, O God, and know my heart. O Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You mark out my journeys and my resting place and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. You encompass me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, so high that I cannot attain it.
Search me out, O God, and know my heart.
Where can I go then from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, your right hand hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night, even darkness is no darkness with you. The night is as clear as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are your works, my soul knows well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my form as yet unfinished. Already in your book were all my members written, as day by day they were fashioned, when as yet there were none of them. How deep are your counsels to me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I count them, they are more in number than the sand, and at the end I am still in your presence.
Search me out, O God, and know my heart.
Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God, that the bloodthirsty might depart from me. They speak against you with wicked intent. Your enemies take up your name for evil. Do I not oppose those, O Lord, who oppose you? Do I not abhor those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. They have become my own enemies also. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Try me and examine my thoughts. See if there is any way of wickedness in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Creator God, may every breath we take be for your glory. May every footstep show you as our way, that trusting in your presence in this world, we may, beyond this life, still be with you, when you are where you are alive and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Sorry, Fizz, I think I missed one in the middle there. Just charged on through. I'm very sorry. Psalm 146, Susan's going to do for us.
The Lord shall reign forever. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. As long as I have any being, I will sing praises to my God. Put not your trust in princes, nor in any human power, for there is no help in them. When their breath goes forth, they return to the earth. On that day, all their thoughts perish.
The Lord
happy are those. Sorry, go on.
The Lord
happy are those. I'll wait for you, Fizz.
The Lord shall reign forever.
Happy are those who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is there in them, who keep his promise forever, who gives justice to those that suffer wrong and bread to those who hunger.
The Lord shall reign forever.
The Lord looses those that are bound. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger in the land. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Alleluia.
The Lord shall reign forever. Lord of all, our breath and being come from you, yet our earthly end is dust. As you loose the bound and feed the hungry, so bring us in your mercy through the grave and gate of death, to the feast of eternal life, where you reign forevermore.
Amen.
Father,
oh, sorry.
To the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. I was just about to make a very facetious remark about how excellent we all are and how difficult morning prayer is. And let's just hope that when we get to heaven, we're not stuck with having to sing in four parts or something that we can't actually manage. Let's hope that God has a better plan than these kinds of difficulties. Anyway, Fizz, you're going to read Proverbs 4:10-18.
Well, I think that's Corinna.
Oh, sorry, big pun. Corinna, please.
Hear, my child, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the dawn of light, which shines brighter and brighter until full day.
We're going to do the canticle. Oh, Fitz, you're going to read the first line of it, I hope.
The Lord has anointed me and sent me to bring good news to the oppressed. Alleluia.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour, to comfort all who mourn, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. For as the earth puts forth her blossom, and as seeds in the garden spring up, so shall the Lord God make righteousness and praise blossom before all the nations. You shall be called priests of the Lord. They shall speak of you as ministers of our God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Lord has anointed me and sent me to bring good news to the oppressed. Alleluia. Stephen, you're going to read James 1 to 12. James 1, 1 to 12, sorry.
James, servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion. Greetings. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. But ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For the doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every way, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Let the believer who is lowly boast in being raised up, and the rich in being brought low, because the rich will disappear like a flower in the field. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the field, its flower falls and its beauty perishes. It is the same with the rich. In the midst of a busy life, they will wither away. Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Such a one has stood the test and will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
Death is swallowed up in victory.
Where, O death, is your sting?
Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
Death is swallowed up in victory.
The trumpet will sound and the dead shall be raised.
Where, O death, is your sting?
We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed.
Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting?
And then we'll do the Song of Zechariah.
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go out and bear fruit, the fruit that shall last. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go out and bear fruit, the fruit that shall last. Alleluia.
And for our prayers today, we're going to use the blessing prayer, which is, if you want a copy of it, do email the comms email and I'll send you a copy. But we used to pray this at the cafe every Thursday morning as a group. I think it won't be clear to hear if we all try and pray it together, so I'll read it out. But it is part of setting an atmosphere, I think, blessing the people around us, blessing this village, and thinking about in the ways that the blessing flows out from God to us and through us into the world. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we take upon ourselves the mantle of authority that Jesus delegates to us, and in his name we speak to every household in Kingston Bagpews and Southmoor and say, we bless you in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless every person in these villages and across our fields, your life, your home, and your family, with all the blessings of the mighty God who planned you and created you. We bless you that you may prosper in every part of life, and God's plans may be realized in your lives. May you know health, prosperity, and fruitfulness in the work of your hands. We bless St. John the Baptist Church and other places of Christian worship, that it may grow numerically and spiritually. May the Holy Spirit and the Word of God flow out together from you in power, bringing kingdom life. We bless all who come to the church and church events, that you may be welcomed and accepted. We bless everyone in these villages that they may be convicted of sin, righteousness and judgment and know the love of God. May they come to salvation by grace through faith. We bless your marriages that they may be strong and whole. We bless the relationship between each marriage partner that it may be loving, forgiving, merciful, patient, faithful and strong. We bless your families and friendships that they may be wholesome, healthy and strong. We bless every intergenerational relationship within each household that there may be peace, love and understanding flowing between each one. We bless those who live alone and are lonely that they may know the companionship and peace of Jesus. We bless your health that you may be strong and well. In Jesus' name we resist any sickness or disease which seeks to invade these villages, and to every person in these villages we say, be well, be strong and be healthy. To any who are sick right now, we say, bless you in Jesus' name with a speedy recovery. Especially, we want to name, let's just do first names only if you want to name somebody. Linda.
Paul. Joe.
David and Mo.
Andrew and Elizabeth.
Lily.
Jenny.
Dennis.
The family and friends of all who've died. And those we may not be able to name, but who are ill with the virus or ill in hospital at this time. We bless you all in Jesus' name with healing and wholeness. We bless your wealth that you may have plenty, replacing poverty. We bless you to have enough to live and enough to give. We bless your work and every wholesome enterprise conducted by you that it may prosper and be successful. We bless the grass of the fields, the crops in their seasons, the flocks and herds that all may be strong and grow throughout the year. We bless all the new houses that they may be built with care and be safe and happy places for people to live. We bless all new families that they may settle in and prosper spiritually, physically, relationally and emotionally. We bless the school that it may be a secure and safe place for teachers and pupils alike. We bless the children's capacity to learn and develop relationships, and we bless their simple trust in Jesus, that their trust may grow and become enriched. We bless the shops and businesses and all who work here. We bless the hearts of all who live in our villages, that they may be quickened to hear and respond to the voice of the living Lord. We bless every effort in these villages to build your church. We bless all who live and work here, that the overspill of the blessings of the presence of the kingdom of God may fall upon you. Amen.
Amen.
And I thought I had another prayer, which I seem to have lost. I'd just draw our prayers together with this prayer of St. Teresa of Avila. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing upset you. Everything changes. God alone is unchanging. With patience, all things are possible. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone is enough. Amen. Let's draw our prayers together with the collect. Almighty Father, whom truly to know is eternal life, teach us to know your Son, Jesus Christ, as the way, the truth, and the life, that we may follow the steps of your holy apostles, Philip and James, and walk steadfastly in the way that leads to your glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Rejoicing in God's new creation, Fizz, could you lead us in the Lord's Prayer? Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life.
Amen.
I forgot, actually, I intended us to pray for Gary, but let's remember him today as he starts his new job today. Father, we pray for Gary. Bless him in his new job. Help him to make friends quickly and to grow your kingdom out there in Carterton. Help him to find and make contacts and to start and build projects. In Jesus' name we pray for him today. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us. Have a great day. And if you'd like to know more about the church, I am curious about who is downloading this. I'd be grateful if you dropped me a line at comms@sjbchurch. I promise not to pursue you with anything. I'd just like to know where you are, whether you're in the village, and whether it's helpful to you. What be good to hear from you.